Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Link. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ed Link. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bluge. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Bluge steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garms moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garms moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garms scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Burns steals second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quel for the out. Schulte moves to second. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schulte scores. It's Senators, 1, Browns, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boken moves to second. Ed Link is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Link hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Garms reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Link covering, for the out. Garms moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL bunts towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Link is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Link is 0 for 1 in the game. Link bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells bunts towards the mound. Link fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo moves to third. Levy moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Levy moves to third. Wells moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Bobby Burke now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Levy scores. Wells moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Wells scores. West moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West scores. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Wells drops the ball. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin strikes out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Wells covering. Safe. Goslin moves to second. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burke. Melillo moves to third. Levy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Garms is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. West hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Harris pinch hits for Bobby Burke. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Burns reaches second base with a double. Campbell moves to third. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 3 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Levy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Schult moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Jack Knott now pitching. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boken hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. QL moves to second. It's 5-4, Browns. Sam Rice pinch hits for Jack Russell. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bludge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder now pitching. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 4 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Goslin moves to third. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Shult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gosselin scores. Cronin moves to third. It's Senators, 5, Browns, 5. Wally Hebert now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shult moves to second. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Shult scores. It's 7-5, Senators. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-4 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.